Since its founding, Valdez has been a port city on Prince William Sound. Ocean shipping and travel experiences throughout our history have run from uneventful to delightful to frightening. This month, we share with you some interesting stories and facts about our community's maritime history. At the bottom of a scenic bay just off Hinchinbrook Island in Prince William Sound lie the weathered 92-year-old remains of the steamship Amaria, a little ship that wrecked there after a long career as a lighthouse tender. The Amaria was built in Camden, New Jersey in 1890 and later transferred to Alaska. The crew installed the Hinchinbrook Lighthouse lens in 1910. 2 years later, she wrecked there. This is her story. On May 18, 1912, the Amaria arrived at Cape Hinchinbrook to deliver supplies to the lighthouse keepers. Few ships visited the lighthouse over the course of the year, so the ship was loaded down with all kinds of equipment and supplies to keep the lighthouse operating and the keepers in good health and cheer. For the first 2 days at the lighthouse, the 36-man crew anchored the ship near shore to unload, and then moved to a sheltered cove for the night. Early in the morning of the third and final day, our crew had breakfast, lifted the anchor, and headed toward the lighthouse to finish up. The crew dropped anchor in the same spot as the days before. Unloading began. The captain noted a heavy swell setting in that began ruthlessly tossing the boat around. At 7:30 a.m., the little Amaria struck an uncharted rock 3 times. The rock ripped a hole in our bottom, and soon the engine room began to fill with water. The captain realized she was doomed and immediately raised a distress flag. The crew raced to pull the anchor and started toward land, but just 5 minutes later the ship had taken on so much water that the steam fires were extinguished and the engines stopped. The boat was filling fast with water. Lifeboats were lowered. Then the captain gave the order, "Abandon ship." A passing vessel had seen the distress flag and was already steaming to the rescue. All 36 men were pulled aboard and taken to Cordova. All were alive. All that was salvaged from the ship were lights, buoys, coal, and anchors. What caused the wreck of the Amaria? The month after the wreck, in June 1912, a survey crew discovered a very steep pinnacle rock at the bay where the Amaria was anchored. Today, what remains of the Amaria is underwater. To learn more about Valdez's rich history, visit the Valdez Museum and the Valdez Museum Annex, open daily all summer.